Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Ben.
We're two kittens.
Kittens in a bed.
In bed.
In bed?
In bed.
But we're not in bed.
No, no, no.
We're in chairs.
We're in chairs. Yay!
Yay! Kittens in chairs.
Yay! I'm gonna tickle you.
Oh my god, he's got my arm bit. So.
So.
It's our first show.
Our first show in a long time. We haven't done one. Ever.
In 25 years.
Yes, in 25 years.
Wow, I feel old. Because I'm not even 25, and we haven't done it in 25 years.
Oh my god,
years.
You're so old. Oh. Fuck.
So, is it stopping yet?
No, it's not stopping. Sorry.
So, tell us a little something about yourself.
Well, Naomi.
Yes, Ben.
My name is Ben. I'm wearing a belt today.
A belt? Is it a Pirates of the Caribbean belt?
No. Let's talk about you.
Talk about me.
What are you wearing today?
I'm wearing acid rain pants.
Cool.
Because the pants have raindrops on them in the shapes of skulls and crossbones.
Cool. If you could turn anyone into a skull, who would you turn into a skull?
If I could turn anyone into a skull, who would I... Who would I turn into a skull?
Yeah.
I would turn my mom into a skull.
Oh,
my mom.
I'd turn my mom into a skull, and then they could have a skull fight.
Oh, my God. They go,
I don't know what a skull fight is. I'm sure it's cool.
Skull fight is...
Love to see that.
Like you know those little wind-up teeth that they have?
Right.
And they bounce around?
Let me move this.
That would be like a skull fight. Only it would be a full head and not just the teeth. So it would be like... Okay. Clack, 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 clack. Just like that. Just like that.
Cool. So when are our moms doing that?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow at 3 o'clock.
Thursday. Skull fights.
3 o'clock when school lets out. Behind the yard.
Cool.
At the big gate. Cool. Where the drugs are dealt.
Drugs are dealt.
And the virginity is taken.
Ooh. And the...
And the schoolyard.
Poop is eaten.
And the poop is eaten. Oh my god, that was the other thing I want to tell you.
What?
In Germany, a teenager was arrested for...
Eating poop?
No, pooping in front of an ATM machine 8 times.
8 times?
8 times. He did it 8 times and...
Wait, like in a row? Like?
Yeah, like just... No, not like poop, pull my pants up, pull them down, poop, pull them up, pull them down, poop.
Okay,
it was like 8 days of pooping in front of an ATM machine in Germany.
Why did he do this?
Because he's German.
Oh.
You know how the Germans are with their poop fetishes.
That is weird.
Yeah, I read that in like Odd News on Yahoo.
Hmm.
Good old Yahoo. Good for the Odd News.
Good for the pooping.
Good for the pooping. Pooping Germans. Odd News. Oh, toddlers smoke weed in Texas.
What?
Did you know that?
Yeah, I actually saw the video. Quite disturbing.
Yeah. So if those kids get, like, arrested when they're older, will this thing count as part of their three strikes?
I don't think so.
No? You don't think they'll be held accountable for their actions at 2 years old?
No. No, I don't think so.
So you saw the video?
Yeah, saw the video.
What did it
show? Thought it was going to be funny, but it wasn't.
No? Was it sad?
Kind of disturbing.
Did it make you die a little? You die inside?
I died a little.
I'm sorry.
And I turned into a skull.
And then you went to Anna Nicole Smith's grave and had sex with her.
Ooh.
As a ghost.
As a skull ghost.
Skull ghost, because she likes them skull ghosts.
Yeah.
That crawl up her leg.
And have sex with
and her. And have sex with her in the middle of the night.
Gross, Anna.
She's so dirty. She makes me dirty.
She's dead.
She is dead. She is still dead.
Still dead.
Still cold. Cold as ice. Anna Nicole.
So what else do we have to talk about?
We
just got a new email account.
New email!
So if you're listening to this and you like our show, you can email us or Gmail us.
Not email, we're Gmails.
At kittensinabed@gmail.com.
That's kittensinabed at gmail.com.
Right. And we have a Blogspot where all the MP3s and that you're listening to are going to be on. And that's kittensinabed.blogspot.com.
Kittensinabed.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
We also have a MySpace, but MySpace sucks, so don't go there.
Yeah, we're not sure.
Not sure how the MySpace is working with us.
Hopefully it'll be up, because a lot of people like MySpace.
You kids.
You emo kids.
You emo kids. Oh, that was it. The point system. There's an emo point system.
Right.
What is that about? You saw this on the news?
No, I saw it on a video online. And it was a news program.
The adults online. Are trying to...
Let me try to find that.
To crack the emo code?
So we can get the audio from it. Okay. Hold on.
Good evening. It's short for emotional.
But emo is a type of fashion that has gone to extremes in area schools. WDAC's Lacey Chris talked to students today about what can be a very dangerous behavior.
Okay, so she said emo was a type of fashion. I thought it was music first, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's also short for emotional.
Oh, okay.
So anyone who's emotional, it's namely emo. Women, we're emo. We're not women anymore, we're emo.
Okay, so let's play another clip.
Okay, let's get another clip.
A group of people, they're emo, short for emotional, and so like I know that some of them cut themselves and that they like to wear tight clothes.
Okay, so apparently if you're emo, you cut yourself and you wear tight clothes.
You wear tight clothes. You know why you cut yourself?
Why?
Because of the tight clothes. You're getting the circulation cut out of your body, so you have to cut off other parts of your body to get the circulation and air back into your body. So they're trying to help themselves.
Hmm.
They're trying to survive in those tight clothes, which is why they cut themselves.
Okay. Do you consider yourself emo?
Do I consider myself emo? Well, let me flip my hair over like this. You can't see it, but I'm flipping my hair to cover one part of my eye.
Yeah.
So I can only see you with one eye.
Oh, yeah,
one-eyed vision.
Let's get to that part of the clip.
Not what you say gothic, but close to it. There's no boots, there's no chains, stuff like that, but it's all black hair, hair that covers half your face, covers one eye, and the point of that is to only see the world in half view.
Deputy Magra learned about emos firsthand at home with his daughter, and then more at work.
Okay, so cover half your eye. You only have one eye showing.
To see the world with half of you.
What does that have to do with being emotional?
It's, I don't know. It's what the adults say.
I think this sheriff dude is full of shit.
I smell shit. Shit on the sheriff.
Yeah. This guy's shit making on the shit sheriff. Up. Let's see what else he has to say.
All right, yeah, let's hear.
The look of the fashion is not the bad thing. There's a difference between looking it and acting it. The acting of the fashion is where the more depressed you look, the more points you earn. There's a point system with this fashion. An emo scale is what they call it.
An emo scale.
A scale.
A scale.
An emo scale.
Yeah.
So, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would I...
You are super emo.
I'm super emo? Oh, my God. I'm gonna go fucking cut my wrist now. Give me the fucking knife.
You're a 10 on the emo scale.
Oh, my God. 10 on the emo... I didn't know there was an emo scale.
Yes, apparently there's an emo scale.
Is that, like, how much of a douchebag you are?
I think he went on Quizilla.
Quizilla?
And found an emo scale.
How emo are you?
Yeah, so...
This will tune me into what the kids are up to.
Yeah. God damn it. I hate, you know, like, you know when something's not cool when a sheriff is talking about it? And he went on Quizilla to get...
To his, get definitions.
Yeah. I'm gonna check out what emo is. Let me go on Wikipedia.
Do, 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 do.
Let me check out my kid's MySpace
profile. Gonna crack this emo code if it kills me.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get back to this emo scale.
Alright, let's hear the emo scale.
You can earn a point or two for wearing tight, worn sweaters. More points if you cry a lot. Add a few more if you cut yourself. And you hit the jackpot if you attempt suicide.
I think I hit the jackpot.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, say I wanted to reach the jackpot. Commit suicide? Or think about committing suicide?
Well, anyone can think it. You have to be like...
Fuck, then I'm number 10.
You have to be like a Hezbollah Islamic martyr.
That's how you become
Those
an emo?
Are supreme emos, the terrorists. They are jackpot emo.
Awesome.
Following the footsteps of Osama bin Laden.
Tight worn sweaters.
Tight worn sweaters. Not new tight sweaters. They have to be worn.
Okay, and you get a point or two.
Get a point or two.
What if I wore a lot of tight worn sweaters? Would I get more points? Or would I just get a point or two just because I wore a lot? Like, it only counts as one.
I think it only counts as one.
Hmm.
I think the other emos would look at you and say, wow, you're trying way too hard.
Hmm.
That's so not emo.
Hmm.
And then they'd flip their hair and only look at you with one eyeball. Hmm. So you hear that, kids?
Yeah, I hear it.
You want a good jackpot? Go kill yourself.
Yeah.
Kill yourself.
All right, that's enough of this emo stuff.
This is the most and this is what makes the news.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember what news program it was. It's some local news
station.
That's
ridiculous. Though. That's redonkulous.
Yes.
Can I say that? Is that a David Spade word, or am I allowed to say that?
That's a David Spade
word? Yeah, he says it like all the time on his show that is now no longer. He would say, it's friggin' redonkulous that I am with Heather Locklear. It's redonkulous.
I first heard redonkulous from Tracy Morgan on...
Oh, really?
On Crank Anchors when he played Spoonie Love.
Oh, maybe so it's a Spoonie word.
That is redonkulous.
Because that was before David Spade.
Yes, it was.
Maybe it's a Spoonie word. Alright, we'll give it to Spoonie.
Yeah. Anything else you want to talk about or you want to go? Because we're at our 10 minute and 30 second
that's
mark.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow, I feel like we've been talking for like hours.
No, 10 minutes is a good show.
It's good, yeah? Really? Good show? 10 minutes? Yeah. Alright. We'll leave it at 10 minutes for you guys to contemplate the emo scale.
The emo scale.
And how you want to rank on that scale.
Yeah, maybe we'll find that Quizilla thing.
Yeah, we'll go to Quizilla.
And we'll post it.
Post the emo scale.
Yeah. Okay.
Mwah. Mwah. Kittens in a bed.
Kittensinabed.blogspot.com.
Woohoo.
Peace. You want to say peace? How should we end it?
I like woohoo.
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 Do your best Winnie the Pooh impression.
I don't do Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, you do. Come on, you did it before.
What? When did I do it? I don't even know what you're talking about. Kittens in bed, kittens in bed, meow, 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 kittens in bed.